After years of bitter conflict, many powerful forces united under the friendship of Flash Gordon are at last able to overthrow the evil power of Ming and end his rule of the planet Mongo. Flash Gordon, Dale Arden, and Dr. Zarkov returned to Earth to find that scientists had developed weapons powerful enough to destroy the world. Dr. Zarkov retreated to his secret laboratory to experiment with Mongo inventions. It is there that Flash and Dale are now headed.
Oh, Flash, we've been away so long. It will be good to see Dr. Zarkov again.
Yes, Dale. You know, on the radio, he sounded excited as a kid. He must have finished his new project.
Flash, Dale, hello, my friends.
Doc, hi.
Dear Zarkov.
I'm so happy you come at last.
Hey, you have quite a layout here, Doc. Very impressive.
Yes. There are many young scientists gathered here to devote their lives to keeping peace in our universe. But you will see all of this later. Now you must come with me to see my prize. Here, into this elevator.
Stepping into a high-speed elevator, the three scientists descend swiftly, 1,000 feet below the surface.
You see, my friends, in the event of nuclear war, we think it is possible that human life can survive underground. And since I have always wanted to explore the inner Earth, we have been working on a new transportation machine. I call it the Mole. It is capable of boring through solid rock.
How incredible!
Yes. The Mole detonates small atomic reactions to pulverize the rock ahead of it as it travels through any medium, solid, liquid. It can navigate underwater and fly through the air as well. There it is, my friends. My underground ship, the Mole.
Oh, it's so big.
Amazing.
Flash, are you willing to test it with me?
Doc, I thought you'd never ask me.
Just a second. Have you forgotten me?
No, Dale, I haven't. I want to keep this test very private. We'll need you here to keep in radio contact with us.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on, Dale.
We won't be gone for more than a few hours.
Well, I'm outnumbered. You win. But please be careful, both of you.
Good girl.
Oh, another kiss like that and I won't let you go.
Come, my friends, we must get ready.
The incredible bullet-shaped mole machine begins its test journey. The huge silver ship bores its way straight down through layers of solid rock.
Amazing, Doc. No human beings have ever gone down this far near the Earth's core.
We don't yet know what we'll find as we descend. Here, raise the cooling level. The outside temperature of the rock is rising. That knob there.
Right. Does the radar show another element below us?
We're approaching an area of different density. Yes, there must be a liquid. Through the viewing port.
Water.
We're in an underground ocean. Another sea beneath the Earth.
There are huge creatures out there.
Exterior lights.
There. Underation, Flash. Look at the size of those monsters. Like serpents. Turn on the cameras.
If I could know better, I'd say we were back on Mongo. Can they harm the ship?
I think not. We're moving much too swiftly. And the instruments, look. The radar shows an end to the water.
More rocks ahead.
No. Some kind of light atmosphere. We should be into it soon.
That's it. We're in free atmosphere.
There's light up ahead. Look, there.
Yes. We've come out of the depths into some sort of huge cavern.
There's a kind of a beach. And look, a city. There may be live beings down here.
I must stop. This is a fantastic discovery.
Oh. Incredible, Flash. The instruments show this atmosphere is perfectly able to support human life. We can breathe out there.
And that city. We must get a closer look at there. If there are living people...
Yes,
and...
we cannot leave here without a brief exploration. Check with Dale on the radio and tell her what's happening while I get some gear together.
Right, Doc.
As Flash and Zarkov leave the mole, they step out into an eerie world within a world. An underground city carved from the rock. The two walk cautiously past huge pillars of limestone. A strange yellow light bathes the whole scene. Then as they climb over a huge boulder at the entrance to the city...
Zarkov, look out. Those men.
Get your...
Flash. My gun.
Do not be afraid, circus men.
Flash, look. A woman.
Guards, let them stand. It's all right. I am Princess Darla. My father rules this world. You will not be harmed if you come quietly with us.
We come in peace. We mean no harm to you or your people.
They didn't take my gun.
Keep it hidden, Flash. But don't be hasty.
To the palace. Come.
The strange procession walks through the eerie city. As they round a curve, the huge...